you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown, and you've tuned in. I don't know why, but I'm glad that you have. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. First and foremost, if you want to send me a, here's how we do this program. So for the next 3 hours, I've got a pile of stuff here. I call it a POS, pile of you know what, but it's a pile of stuff. And we're going to go through those for 3 hours. And, or you're listening on a podcast, or your local affiliate carries the program in a different time or whatever. Whenever you are hearing my voice, feel free to send me a text message, because I read the text messages pretty incessantly, because text messages are how I get feedback about things that I'm talking about. So it's pretty much an Ask Michael Anything or a Tell Michael Anything. So it's an AMA or a TMA. And all you have to do is on your smartphone, type in this phone number for a short message service, for an SMS. 33103. That's the number. 33103. And then in the body of the message, you type the word Mike or Michael in your message. And then you hit send, and boom, it shows up here on my laptop. So anytime that, you know, I say something that I'm wrong about, or you think that I'm wrong about, because I'm never wrong, but that's something that you think I'm wrong about, or I missed a good point about something, feel free to text me anytime. Text messages are incredibly important. The other thing you can do is, obviously, you can always tweet at me. You can comment on Facebook. You can always email me, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. But the text messages and the, any way that you want to send me a, I guess they call them posts on Twitter now. X. They're posts. You know, it's funny. That's a little sidebar here. Why is it that anytime anybody takes over a company, they feel like they have to change something? You know, now, if you're wanting to change the culture of a company, you got to do a lot of stuff. But if you're not going to change much of the culture of the company, new CEOs, new owners always feel like they got to tweak something just so they can feel like they're doing something. So you change the name of Twitter to X, and then you change the because I always thought tweet was a great moniker. I'm going to tweet something. Look at these tweets, and now they're just posts. Well, posts, that doesn't really mean much. But you can always send me a post on X, and my X account is @MichaelBrownUSA. So the rules of engagement, send me a text message, follow me on social media. If you want to find a local affiliate, do any of that. We put everything, all the social media icons, the stories, some of the stories we talked about during the week, the podcast, everything is at one simple website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Now, one thing about the podcast. When you're looking for the podcast, subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all the weekday program and the weekend program. So you get the whole enchilada. You get the whole banana, whatever it is, whatever you want to use. You get everything by subscribing to The Situation with Michael Brown. So now let's get started. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal I want to share with you, because it shows this whole green energy thing. As you know, energy is one of my big bugaboos. I grew up in energy country. In fact, I used to live in an energy country, but I still live in the United States. And of course, we decide that we want to be dependent upon Russia and Iranian and the Saudis for our oil. Don't try to tell me why, but that's what this administration wants to do. So energy has always been a real bugaboo with me, because abundant, cheap energy is the fuel of any prosperous society. Any prosperous society. If you want a country to grow, if you want the standard of living to increase and improve, you've got to have cheap, abundant energy. You know, I saw a graph about France, because France has weaned itself, not entirely, but has weaned a lot of itself off fossil fuels. Now, I thought that was the objective of all the greeny weenies, right? We got to get off fossil fuels. France has done that. But they've done it in a way that's not acceptable to the greeny weenies. The graph basically showed, if you can imagine a two-color graph, and when you start over here on the left side of the graph, it's a solid graph, not lines, solid colors. And over here on the left side, you have fossil fuels making up, and I'm just going to pull the numbers out of my butt. Over here on the left side, you had fossil fuels accounting for 90% of the electrical production in France. And then over 20 years or so, the amount of fossil fuels used to generate electricity dropped precipitously to where the numbers became inverse. And now only 10% or thereabouts, again, it's a number out of my butt, 10% or so of their electricity is produced by fossil fuels. Well, that ought to make all the greeny weenies ecstatic, right? That'll make them orgasmic, right? Well, no, it doesn't. You know why? Because they use nuclear energy to produce the other 90%. Well, you know what? We could be doing that in this country. We could do it in this country, but we have such an irrational fear of nuclear energy that we won't do it. And the greeny weenies won't let us do it. So the point I'm trying to make is there is a solution to having cheap, abundant energy and get off fossil fuels if you really wanted to get off fossil fuels in terms of the production of electricity. But what are we focusing on in this country? In this country, we're focusing on the idea that we ought to get rid of fossil fuels, and the way we're going to start is not in the production of electricity, but in the internal combustion engine, the automobiles. Have you ever thought about how important an automobile is? Now, for those of you that live in New York City, probably not so important. You probably don't even own a car, unless you live in Long Island, you live out in Connecticut somewhere, and you drive into the city. But that's a fairly rare thing in New York City because most people commute. However, if you live in Los Angeles, if you live in Houston or Dallas, or you live, for that matter, even in Chicago or Atlanta, you rely on the internal combustion engine to get from home to work and back. If, like me, you grew up in a rural area, then you're accustomed to driving, we're going to go, air quotes here, we're going to go to town. Well, what does it mean to go to town? Well, for me, growing up in rural Oklahoma, if I wanted to go to Denver, where I now live, or I wanted to go to Oklahoma City, the state capital of the state that I lived in, it was 265 miles either way. And that wasn't anything. It was nothing to drive 265 miles to go to Oklahoma City or go to Denver to do Christmas shopping or to, you know, spend a long weekend or whatever it might be. It was nothing to drive 265 miles, 120 miles to Amarillo, Texas. The internal combustion engine, the American automobile, provides us freedom, provides us independence, allows us to get to and from work, to do the great American road trip. It does all sorts of things. The automobile is quintessentially American. It's obviously an American invention. And it has given us one of the most prosperous and the ability. You think about how great this country is in terms of just its beauty, its size, the diverse geography, the everything from the beauty of the cities, well, most of the cities, to, you know, Monument Valley in Arizona. Or when I look out here to the west, the Front Range, the Rocky Mountains, and the Continental Divide, or the desert of Arizona, the Great Plains of Oklahoma and Kansas. We have, I'll get in trouble if I don't mention things on the East Coast. So you have the Everglades, you've got the Appalachians, you've got the Blue Ridge Mountains, you've got it's just beautiful everywhere. This is a gorgeous country. And we can jump in our automobiles, And, of course, now it costs a little more than usual. Although I filled up my Jeep Grand Cherokee yesterday, and regular unleaded was $2.74 a gallon. Wow! Way to go. The point is, the American automobile is important to our way of life. But for some reason, the greeny weenies, this administration, the Marxists that run this country, denigrate the American automobile, and they're trying to force us into EVs. Anytime you start trying to force something to happen in an economy through government regulation, mandates, everything else, it usually fails. And guess what? The move to EVs is falling on its face. It's like it tripped on the sidewalk and did a face plant right into the concrete, and I think it's freaking hilarious. The details about what's happening and how the world's biggest car maker is going, wait a minute, time out. Maybe this isn't a good idea. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. When we get back, what's going wrong fast? I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Lance Gibbs Fly at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our 4th anniversary here at Laux Lance Gibbs Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paver are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Let's get straight to these stories about these automakers. So, who do you think the biggest automaker in the world is? Toyota. I didn't realize that. I thought maybe, Stellantis, who now owns Jeep, thought maybe they might be. But no, it's Toyota. But before we get to Toyota's problems, I want to go to Ford's problem because at least it's an American vehicle. Ford, fix or repair daily, found on the road dead. You know, a Ford automobile. Ford posted $1.2 billion in net income in the third quarter. They went all the way from a loss in the prior year period. But because of the impact of the United Auto Workers strike, Ford, on their one of their earnings calls, decided that they needed to retrench a little bit. They needed to pull back. Now, I want you to think about that. Ford, you know, goes from a loss to $1.2 billion in net income in the third quarter. So automobile sales were picking up pretty well. But then it withdrew its guidance for the year, citing the impact of the United Auto Workers strike. So when I heard that, I started digging around trying to figure out, why would they withdraw their guidance? Now, guidance, if you're not familiar with a publicly traded company, a company like Ford, when they're doing their earnings and their earnings reports, they will give guidance to all of the analysts on Wall Street. Here's what we see in the future. Here's what we see for the first, second, third, fourth quarter of next year. Here's where we see some soft spots. Here's where we see some strong spots. And it's usually a cheerleading speech. Now, they can't lie about stuff because of SEC rules. But it's generally a rah-rah speech about how we're going to do well here. And then, oh, we might have a little problem over here, but don't worry about that little bitty problem. The company said that they were planning $12 billion in investments on electric vehicles. But instead, they decided to push that $12 billion out. Doesn't mean they eliminated the $12 billion, but they're putting off spending $12 billion on electric vehicles, citing concerns about consumer demand and pricing pressure from competitors. It even is going to put off building a second battery plant in this country, a facility that was going to be built in Kentucky that was a joint venture with a Korean battery maker. So their chief financial officer, their CFO, on the earnings call said this: given the dynamic electric vehicle environment, we are being very judicious about our production. Now, what does that say to an analyst? Well, we're going to pull back our production. We're not going to start building electric vehicles because we're going to, make sure that everyone that comes off the line that we think that there is a potential buyer for that EV. Otherwise, we're not going to build it. Huh. Well, isn't that interesting? Because I thought that we were all going electric and that electric was the wave of the future. Do you know what drove their $1.2 billion profit from a loss in the previous period, the year before? Strong sales of pickup trucks. That helped boost revenue for the quarter and reverse an $827 million loss in the same year that period before. Still, they said that the walkout and the lack of people being interested in electric vehicles is causing them to push out that $12 billion investment.
You see, if you try to force something that people don't want, you try to force it on them, generally you fail. This is why in communist countries, there's no bread on the grocery shelves. There are no pork and beans on the shelves. That's why in Venezuela, they steal animals out of the zoo and kill them and eat them for meat. Because in communist countries where you have a planned economy, and you think about how much more planned this stupid economy is becoming, you realize that at some point, there's going to be a decline in the national economy. So that's Ford. But let's go over to Toyota. The headline is this: the world's biggest car maker made a huge bet on technology. Things went wrong very fast. Toyota sells more cars every year than any other country. And it had big dreams of, we were going to do these EVs, and we were going to make them high-tech, and we were going to do all of this. What they now realize is, oh, people aren't buying these cars. So they're going to retrench also. The lesson for all of us is, anytime that anyone tells you that, hey, you know, we need you to quit buying, for example, here in Colorado, here in Denver specifically, they want to outlaw gas-operated lawn tools, you know, leaf blowers or lawnmowers or anything else. Well, what's going to happen? Well, I can tell you what, of course, I don't own a lawnmower. I've got somebody come in and does my lawn for me. But if I were to own a lawnmower, and it broke down, and I needed to buy a new lawnmower, and there wasn't one available in Colorado, I'd just drive to Wyoming and buy one. Or I'd drive down to Oklahoma and see my mom, and I'd buy one. Or I'd drive to my undisclosed location in New Mexico, and I'd buy one. And then I would bring it back into the state. What are they going to do, stop me? Are we going to have checkpoints about whether or not you're bringing a gas-powered lawn equipment into the state? Government needs to get out of our lives. Government needs to quit telling us what to eat, how to eat, what to drive, where to drive. They need to quit telling us everything they keep trying to tell us. And instead, let a free market drive things. When you let a free market drive things, you know what that means? It means entrepreneurs, people that see, oh, you know what? Somebody's doing X, but I bet I could do X better. Or somebody, you know, I see a need for Y. And I'm going to try to put together some money. I'm going to start out in my garage, whatever it might be. And I'm going to start building Y, whatever Y is. And then they start selling Y, and they start growing. And they hire more people. They spend more money on insurance. They spend more money on rent. They spend more money on employees. And those employees get a salary, and those employees buy groceries, and they buy cars, and they buy houses, and they do it. See, that's a free market. You know, I often say on my weekday show that I feel like I'm giving too often economics 101 lessons. But I feel like I have to, because too many people just don't get it. And it drives me nuts when they don't get it. When we get back, there was a manhunt on in Maine for a mass murderer. Suddenly, they found him dead. There's a lesson to be learned here. That's next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings? Want to say goodbye to the wild shifts in your portfolio? You deserve an investment that delivers consistent monthly returns and is built on solid American ground. Phoenix Capital Group invites you to invest in the heart of America and support U.S. energy independence. They're introducing investors to high-value oil and gas investments here in the U.S. They connect private investors like you with investments in tangible oil and gas assets. Phoenix Capital Group offers high-yield corporate bonds to investors with returns of 8 to 12%. 5% annual interest paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings, and they're open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. To find out more, download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide packet today at investingwithphoenix.com. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how to diversify your portfolio and earn 8 to 12% annual interest with Phoenix Capital Group. Learn more and invest in America at investingwithphoenix.com. That's investingwithphoenix.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burnt chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate everybody listening. Live, delayed, podcast, whatever. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Good texts already. Appreciate them. So earlier this week, there was this massive manhunt underway in Maine for the search of this 40-year-old dirtbag, Robert Card, after he massacred 18 people, wounded 13, I think it was on Wednesday, in Lewiston, Maine, second largest town in Maine. Now, he went to a bowling alley and a bar. He opened fire. By the way, bowling alley, I think the bowling alley was a gun-free zone. So the next time you're walking around and you see a sign on any sort of establishment that says this is a gun-free zone, just know that, well, that's a gun-free zone, and so that's a good place for a mass shooter to go. Yeah. You don't want to go anywhere where I might be. Not that I'm any marksman, but, you know, since I freely admit that I conceal carry, you don't want me in the bowling alley. Not that I could have, but I might have been able to stop the shooter, and there might have been somebody in that bowling alley that might have been able to stop the shooter, but no, there's no chance of it because law-abiding citizens, well, I don't do it, I just ignore the signs, but law-abiding citizens would say, okay, well, it's a gun-free zone, so I'll leave my gun at home. I honestly believe, you can judge me if you want to, but I honestly believe that people that look at a gun-free zone, if they are trained in firearms and they have a valid concealed carry permit or they're open carrying, which makes it more difficult, but if you have a firearm on you and you see a gun-free zone sign, say on a Starbucks or something, and you go back to your car and disarm yourself, I think you're the crazy one. I think you are the crazy one. Now, the shooter's crazy, too. But you've just subjected yourself to a place that says, hey, we don't allow guns in here. So the bad guys naturally look for those places. So you open fire in a bowling alley and a bar in what looked like an AR-15. Now, let's just dismiss all of the preconceived notions about AR-15s for a moment. They're not automatic weapons. AR doesn't stand for automatic rifle. It is a gun that in any other form, you take the same caliber, 5.56 or 2.23, and you put them in a typical long gun wooden stock, and it looks like any other hunting rifle. But because the AR-15 has a different style to it, it looks scary to many people. And why does it look scary to many people? Because it looks like a military weapon. And thus, it gets called a weapon of war. You know, a weapon of war is an automatic weapon with high-capacity magazines that are designed, in fact, to kill as quickly as possible, as many people as possible. An AR-15 requires a trigger pull for every round to fire. But the AR-15 has become the mother load for those anti-gunners who want to talk about weapons of war. Now, for a while, the 18 people, they all hadn't been identified. And at the time, last week and during the manhunt, he had already been charged with 8 murders of 8 people they were able to identify. Now, let's cut to the chase here. The 18 people who were killed, their lives were senselessly cut short by a man who recently spent 2 weeks in a mental health facility after what Maine law enforcement said was he was hearing voices and making threats to shoot up the National Guard base in Saco, Maine. He is enlisted in the Army. He was enlisted in the Army Reserve. He's dead now. He's assumed room temperature. He was enlisted in the Army Reserve. He was a firearms instructor. Now, I thought we have a federal law that says that anyone who has mental health problems or has been committed to a mental health facility cannot legally purchase, own, or possess a firearm. So for all of the anti-gunners who keep screaming at us about how we got to change these loopholes and change this and change that, well, wait a minute. You had everything you needed right here to stop this guy, and you didn't do it. As I said on my weekday program, this is an abject failure of the mental health system in this country. This was completely preventable, in my opinion. Now, maybe I shouldn't say completely, because obviously this guy, upon being dismissed from a mental health facility, can't walk into a gun store and buy a gun. But he can walk up to find some gangbanger somewhere, and he can buy a gun illegally, or he can steal a gun. So to say that, you know, could have been completely been prevented is probably a misstatement. So let me retract that one. But there is no question that there was an abject failure of the mental health system, an abject failure of the legal system, and an abject failure of this society in general to deal with mental health problems. And here's my theory, as I tried to point out this week. Democrats, the Marxists that run this country, have no interest in fixing those problems. Because they'd rather pass more gun laws, they'd rather pass more regulations to take the guns from everybody but their own armed security. Do you think that the wealthy in this country, that they're going to give up their security? Do you think that, you know, I was talking about Twitter in the last segment. Do you think Elon Musk, who has private security, do you think he's going to give that up? Of course he's not. You know, Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's running for president, the White House has refused him Secret Service protection. But Bobby Kennedy walks with and has with him private security anyway. That private security was incapable of preventing someone from breaking into his and his wife's home in New York recently. Secret Service might have been able to do that, but Joe Biden doesn't want to give him Secret Service protection, despite the Kennedy family name having a tradition of what? Oh, yeah, getting assassinated. So Bobby Kennedy's not going to give up his private security. Do you think that politicians who have their own security are going to give that up? Of course they're not. They want us to give up our security, and I despise them for that. I truly despise them for that. And nothing they do is ever enough for them. Joe Biden said in a statement, while celebrating last year's passage of bipartisan legislation funding red flag laws, among other things, and this year's establishment of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, he says that's not enough. Literally, it's simply not enough, he says. And then he takes it one step further. Today, in the wake of yet another tragedy, I urge Republican lawmakers in Congress to fulfill their duty to protect the American people. Stop the presses. It is not the duty of Republican lawmakers or Democrat lawmakers to protect the American public from crime. It is the duty of members of Congress to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. It is indeed the duty of local law enforcement, county sheriffs, state patrolmen. Let me be very specific here. It's not their duty to protect us from crime. In fact, the United States Supreme Court has ruled that there is no constitutional obligation of law enforcement to prevent crimes from happening or to protect everyone from crime. The general job of most law enforcement officers is the investigation of crimes. Now, oftentimes, if they're close by and you dial 911 because someone's breaking into your home and they're able to get there on time, they might be able to prevent the crime. But more often than not, they're simply there to, clean up the mess, call the medical examiner, and do their investigation and try to find the culprit. We go back to Biden's statement, because this drives me nuts. Today, in the wake of yet another tragedy, I urge Republican lawmakers in Congress to fulfill their duty to protect the American people. Work with us to pass a bill banning, these are his words, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines to enact universal background checks, to require safe storage of guns, and end immunity from liability for gun manufacturers. This is the very least we owe every American who will now bear the scars, physical and mental, of this latest attack. Oh, well, before I break that down, let's just take that at a high level. You know, you put this another way, I guess last Wednesday's massacre was the fault of congressional Republicans and gun manufacturers. They're responsible for that dirtbag. They're responsible for the crazy man. Not the actual sociopath who actually pulled the trigger, or the system that was already in place to prevent men from like him from accessing firearms. It's absolutely insane. But when we get back, I want to diagram this paragraph from Joe Biden, because it shows how the use of language and how buzzwords prevent people who just aren't very smart from falling prey to emotional pleas during a time of crisis, trying to get their political objectives enacted. That's next. Don't go away.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May
2023. 13 Days of Halloween, Penance. Season 4 of the award-winning horror fiction podcast presented in immersive 3D audio.
If I am under arrest, you have to tell me what I'm charged with.
Starring Natalie Morales of Parks and Recreation and Dead to Me.
Please, it's been some kind of mistake. I'm not supposed to be here.
How do you know?
I'm innocent.
Are any of us truly innocent?
Premiering October 19th, ending Halloween. Listen to 13 Days of Halloween wherever you get your podcasts.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about this mass shooter in Maine and Joe Biden's statement about it. Because this one little statement, just a few sentences, is so full of bullcrap that I think it's important to dissect it a little bit. First, he urges Republican lawmakers in Congress to fulfill their duty to protect the American people. Really? What about the mental health system that we have in place? Where a guy actually spent 2 weeks in a mental health institution because he was hearing voices and because he actually said and admitted that he wanted to go out and kill people, but instead he is released. That's an abject failure of the mental health system. The so-called red flags, and I don't mean red flag laws, I mean the proverbial red flags, should have been going off everywhere. Alarm bells should have been. It should have been like a four-alarm fire in a building somewhere. But no, we just ignored that. But then he wants lawmakers, Republicans, to work with us, I assume he means Democrats, to pass a bill banning assault weapons. Now, I know that the late Dianne Feinstein got an assault weapons ban passed back in the 90s, but all the legitimate statistics show that it didn't do anything. But let's think about the term assault weapon. You know, I have with me right now an assault weapon. It's not what you think it is. No, I have an assault weapon with me right now. I have a metal, not plastic, but there's a metal phone right over there that I can take the receiver and beat the crap out of you with it. I can probably kill you with it. That's an assault weapon. You know, one of the concealed carry handguns that I carry carries 10 rounds. That's an assault weapon. Doesn't meet their definition, but it's an assault weapon. Because you try to attack me or my wife or my kids, I'll use that to assault you right back. High-capacity magazines. You know, there's, and I've told this story a bazillion times, and I think she was from Georgia, the woman in the rural county of Georgia, who several people are breaking into her home. She hides with her kids in a closet. And she starts randomly firing out just through the door of the closet, trying to stop them from getting in to get her babies. And she runs out of ammunition. Who are you? Not you, but I'm talking to them. Who are they to tell me how many rounds of ammunition I need? Who? You have no right to tell me how much ammo I have that I can have or that I can have in a magazine. Now, I know some people like these drums. If you're not familiar with those, or these round drums, I can't stand those things. They carry hundreds of rounds, but they're ineffective. They break down. I think they're dangerous. I don't use them. But if I want a 20-round capacity magazine, I want 20 rounds. If I want 10 rounds, That's my decision, not the government's decision. Then they want to enact universal background checks. There already are universal background checks. In fact, it is a requirement. They always talk about the gun show loophole. You go to any gun show and you buy a gun at a gun show. That vendor will conduct a background check, and they are required to conduct a background check. In Colorado, if you want to buy one of my guns and I want to sell you one of those guns, I am required by Colorado law to conduct a background check. I have to go to an FFL, a Federal Firearms License dealer, and I have to have them conduct a background check on you before I can actually transfer that gun to you. There is no loophole. But then this, end immunity from liability for gun manufacturers. Okay, let's end the liability from automobile makers don't have liability, but if they did, let's end liability from automobile manufacturers from people who drive cars drunk and kill somebody. I get so over the top frustrated with the insanity of this logic. Guns are designed to kill people. Did I say the quiet part out loud? Yes. They're also designed for other things. Target practice, sports shooting, hunting, but they're also designed to kill people. Do you think that I conceal carry because I want to go target shooting at any moment? No, I conceal carry in case someone attacks me or my family, I can defend myself. And if need be, kill someone. And I know that sounds really harsh to people, but that's the truth. Why should a gun manufacturer who knows that the gun is designed for sport, hunting, or self-defense be liable when someone takes that legal, legitimate product and uses it illegally? Because that is exactly what happens when someone takes a gun and murders someone. They take a legal product, just like the legal product I've got right here in a backpack, and they take that product and they use the product illegally. Now we're going to make the gun manufacturer responsible for that. That is trying to shift the blame from a failed mental health system, from a failed legal system, and trying to shift all the liability to gun manufacturers. You know why they want to do that? Because they want to put the gun manufacturers out of business. Because then they got their gun control. Because then they can accomplish exactly what it is that Kamala Harris wants to accomplish. And you know what that is? To ban guns. Simply ban guns.
Terrorized and traumatized so many of our communities in this country. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way. As our friends in Australia...
In Australia, where they confiscate...
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police in Maine say the hunt for a suspected mass murderer is over after the discovery of 40-year-old Robert Card in the woods near Lisbon with an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Governor Janet Mills.
Like many people, I'm breathing a sigh of relief tonight knowing that Robert Card is no longer a threat to anyone.
Card had been wanted for the Wednesday night mass shooting that killed 18 people. Israel has expanded its ground operation in Gaza. It sent in tanks and infantry backed by massive strikes from the air and sea overnight. That bombardment, described by Gaza residents as the most intense of the war, also knocked out most communications in Gaza. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those who blame Israel for the attack by Hamas are being influenced by anti-Semitism, a deeply rooted belief that Jews are inherently guilty and therefore deserve to be poorly treated.
And even those people along the Gaza border, most of whom belong to kibbutzim, who were very left-wing and very committed to peace, they're guilty too. And so... If the Jews are guilty, then Hamas is not that guilty now, is it?
Dr. Oren spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Former President Trump is set to testify a week from Monday in the civil business fraud case that he's facing. We get more details on the trial from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The upcoming schedule in Trump's civil fraud trial has been released, and the former president will testify on November 6th. He'll be following testimony from his three eldest children. It was already expected that the ex-president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify, but the judge ruled that daughter Ivanka also must take the stand. The suit alleges that Trump overstated his wealth for years on financial statements. He denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
A London judge has overturned an arbitration award that would have required Nigeria to pay $11 billion over a failed gas project, finding that contract was obtained through fraud.
The High Court ruling reverses the award to the British Virgin Islands-based Process and Industrial Developments Limited over the 2010 gas deal. The payment would have dealt a massive blow to Nigeria's ailing economy. The contract signed with Nigeria's government in 2010 was for the company to build a giant processing plant in the southeastern port city of Calabar. The project quickly collapsed.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Biden administration has designated four tracts of federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico for development of wind energy. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management made their announcement on Friday and follows the first Gulf sale of leases for wind development that happened earlier this year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The National Zoo's three popular giant pandas will be heading home a little sooner than expected.
Zoo officials tell the Associated Press that adult bears Mei Zhang, Tian Tian, and their cub, Shou Qi Ji,
will be returning to China sometime in mid-November. The bears have been a wildly popular attraction and an unofficial symbol of the nation's capital for decades. The zoo's exchange agreement with the Chinese government, originally brokered by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago, expires December 7th. Ongoing negotiations to extend the agreement haven't produced results. Norman Hall, Washington.
Tough economic times, according to a survey from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. About 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the past year, but only 1 in 4 say their income has increased in that same time span. About half also now say they have credit card debt. More details at townhall.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, lucky you. You stumbled into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Here are the rules of engagement. We got rules in this program. If you want to send me a text message, which I would really appreciate you doing because I always like your comments about what we're talking about, you use this number, 33103. So on your phone, you type in the number 33103, and in the body of the message, you type the word Mike or Michael and what you want to tell me or ask me. So that's how the text messages work. If you would like to download the podcast, if you'd like to stream the program, if you would like to find a local affiliate, what time they carry the program, what time they re-air the program, if you would like to find the social media icons for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to follow me on the social media platforms, which I'd also appreciate you doing, you can find all of that at a website that is this, michaelsaysgohere.com. Go there right now, michaelsaysgohere.com. Click on Twitter or Instagram and follow me on either one of those accounts. Appreciate the follow. And then when it comes to the podcast, whatever podcast app you use doesn't make any difference. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all week's podcast. That gets you Monday through Saturday. So you get everything that I do for 6 days a week. And I do appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. You have been... I sincerely appreciate it because I've looked at the numbers recently, and wow, thank you. So go subscribe to the podcast. We were talking in the last hour about this manhunt for this guy in Maine who has since been found dead about 8 miles from where the shooting took place, dead of what appears to be, at least early reports, we'll wait and see what the coroner says, a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So he killed himself. He offed himself. So we knew he was crazy before. We actually knew he was crazy before he even committed the mass murders because he was in a mental institution. He had people talking to him in his head, telling him to go do things, and they let him out. So we know he's crazy that way. We know he's crazy because he committed mass murder. We know he's crazy because he committed suicide. So this guy's got a triple whammy against him. You know, real quickly, I want you to give you a little perspective about how the news, the cabal, the unholy alliance of the dominant media and the ruling elite and the tech giants, how they try to force us into focusing on what they want us to focus on as opposed to what we want to focus on. I occasionally look at the Drudge Report. I look at the Drudge Report simply because I want to get a snapshot real quickly of what the major headlines are, because even though I disagree with a lot of the links that Drudge uses, Drudge is a good place to go to just see what is the cabal really trying to force us to focus on right now. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in gigantic letters, in a newspaper, would be like World War III started type headlines. In all headlines, it was everything about this mass shooter. Israel had even gotten relegated over here to the upper left-hand corner. And it was all about the shooter and all about the manhunt. Oh, it was screaming at us. You look at Drudge right now, at this very moment, buried in the center column in just regular size type, main mass shooting suspect found dead. So, move along, everybody. Move along. Except I refuse to do so. And I refuse to do so because of what they use, Biden, Kamala Harris, the media, what they use to try to convince you and me that guns are bad. Guns aren't bad. People are bad. To help make the political point that Biden was trying to make let me put a parenthetical here. The other thing that kind of drives me crazy is not only do these shootings become the topic A of the day. You know, during my weekday program, I have two television monitors that, in fact, I've got one here, but I don't have it turned on right now. I have two TV monitors. I keep one on CNN, I keep one on Fox, because it gives me a juxtaposition of left and right about what the cable channels, what the 24/7 cable channels are trying to push into our faces about what's news. And from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it was all of the mass shooter, mass shooter, mass shooter. Then Israel, Israel. Then mass shooter, mass shooter, mass shooter. And then maybe the speaker. And then mass shooter, mass shooter, mass shooter. They push it and they push and they push it. And so what I want to do here is I want to dissect, why do they push it? They push it because it is an attempt to put fear into everybody that these mass shootings happen all the time. Now, a mass shooting, according to their definition, is three or more. So you got a bunch of gangbangers in Chicago, in the south side of Chicago, shooting each other. Those are mass shootings. But they don't get, nobody ever screams headlines. And to make it even worse, mass shootings on the south side of Chicago when it's black-on-black crime, nobody cares. They don't want to talk about that. But, oh, my gosh, you got a white guy out there, or you've got an ex-military guy out there, and he shoots up a bowling alley and a bar. We're going to scream about that for days and days because now that fits the agenda. Black-on-black crime doesn't fit their agenda. It's just as bad, just horrific, but doesn't fit the agenda. And what's the agenda? To disarm you. Now, I don't care. I truly don't care whether you own a gun or don't own a gun, because that's your choice. But what I want to do is I want to alleviate the fear, and I want to point out that what's going on here is they're trying to push a narrative to make you afraid about this. When Biden made his statement, and the statement was just real quickly, this is what he said. Today, in the wake of yet another tragedy, I urge Republican lawmakers in Congress to fulfill their duty to protect the American people. I told you how stupid that was. Work with us to pass a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. I explained how stupid that was. To enact universal background checks, as I explained, that already exists. To require safe storage of guns, as if that's going to stop criminals from doing anything. And end immunity from liability for gun manufacturers. Wow. What about someone driving a car drunk? He says, this is the very least we owe every American who will now bear the scars, physical and mental, of this latest attack. Now, to make his political point, Biden once again, as all these politicians do, it drives me crazy. They use flags as political rags. And in this case, they ordered flags to half-mast through Monday, which notably he did not do for 33 Americans killed by Hamas jihadists on October 7. Any flags at half-mast after that massacre were ordered by state governors, not the president. As we can only surmise, he didn't want to anger his anti-Semitic constituents. But just let that soak in for a moment. The president of the United States orders flags at half-mast for a mass shooting in this country, all across the country. But he didn't do it for 33 Americans killed by terrorists in Gaza and Israel on October 7. Clearly aware about banning weapons when tens of millions are already privately owned by law-abiding citizens, let's go back for just a moment to Kamala Harris. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael 33103. Kamala Harris says the quiet part out loud again next. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings? Want to say goodbye to the wild shifts in your portfolio? You deserve an investment that delivers consistent monthly returns and is built on solid American ground. Phoenix Capital Group invites you to invest in the heart of America and support U.S. energy independence. They're introducing investors to high-value oil and gas investments here in the U.S. They connect private investors like you with investments in tangible oil and gas assets. Phoenix Capital Group offers high-yield corporate bonds to investors with returns of 8 to 12% annual interest paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings and they're open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. To find out more, download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide packet today at investingwithphoenix.com. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how to diversify your portfolio and earn 8 to 12% annual interest with Phoenix Capital Group. Learn more and invest in America at investingwithphoenix.com. That's investingwithphoenix.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Durst, Stern Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dursch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
An amendment and a culture of self-defense and a culture of liberty to go along with it. You know, the other thing that we always leave out when people talk about Australia? Australia also never had the culture of violence that exists in American urban centers. So that nation's gun ban really didn't change anything. Other than Australia was one of the worst countries in the world when it came to, for example, COVID lockdowns. Because, well, what were unarmed citizens going to do? Nothing. Nothing at all. You know, Joe Biden routinely mocks that Americans are going to need more than an AR-15 to take down a government that's armed with, oh, I don't know, F-15s and nuclear weapons. Well, try to tell that to the 3% of American colonists who use the most common firearm of the day to defeat the world's greatest empire. Whenever we talk about the American Revolutionary War, why do you think the Founding Fathers put in the Second Amendment? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Who was the well-regulated militia during the American Revolutionary War? It was you and me. Because you and I were the ones, our ancestors, the people, were the ones fighting against the British Empire. So the Founding Fathers knew that a well-regulated militia being necessary, absolutely necessary, an armed citizenry being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, we can go off on, I don't care, a spider, if you want to, of different tangents here about Americans having a culture of violence. I think there are a whole host of reasons for that, none of which are important for this discussion. But when you think about Australia, they never had a culture of violence. In fact, they never fought against an empire. We did. And that was probably the first so-called culture of violence that existed in terms of a culture of violence on American soil. 3% of colonists taking up arms against the greatest army in the world at the time, the British Empire, and succeeding. Now, sometimes almost failing, but nonetheless succeeding. But as for confiscating guns here, which other Democrats infamously call for all the time, how do you think that would probably work out? How do you honestly think that would work out? There are 329, 339, 350 million Americans. There are some 300 million guns in this country. How's that going to work? You see, comparing us to Australia is stupid. We're bigger geographically. We're bigger in terms of population. We're larger in terms of the economy. We're larger in we're different in our culture. This is why the failure to teach American history bugs me so much. Because while there may indeed be a culture of violence in this country, and I don't care whether you want to look at, you know, movies or you want to look at just the American Revolutionary War or the Civil War or anything else, the failure to understand the foundational principles of this country and how this country was formed, I think, belies why the attempt to confiscate 300 million lawfully owned guns in this country would be an abject failure. I know many people, including myself. Oh, you want my guns? I'll tell you what, here, I'm complying. I own one gun. Here it is. Take it. Oh, those in the basement or those in the safe? They don't belong to me. They belong to somebody else. Do you know that rifles of any type and shotguns combined are used in less than 3% of all homicides? Yet the cabal will avoid reporting that truth, and Biden doesn't ever let facts get in the way of his political agenda. Assault weapon ban is a distraction from the real murder and violent crime epidemic that is occurring in this country nationwide. Black-on-black violence, violence in inner cities, violence committed by the cartels. Nobody wants to talk about any of that. Instead, we get, and I'm just pointing out that in terms of what you get fed by the media is not about the cartels. It's not about the South Side of Chicago. It's not about the crime that occurs on a daily basis in this country where people's lives are put in danger by savages, by people in cities and rural areas and any other place who have no moral compass whatsoever, who have no belief in anything other than themselves, and are more than willing to just disrespect other people's lives, their property, their well-being, because they're so self-centered. And I haven't talked about the crazy people yet. Yeah, the crazy people, like this guy named Card, who goes out and kills a bunch of people. New York Congressman Jamal Bowman, the guy that pulled the fire alarm back on September 30th. Well, there are a few things he wasn't banking on. Yep. And now he's been charged. I'm sure he'll go to jail. Really? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic.
a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103 and go to this website for everything you need. Podcasts, social media, affiliates, whatever you need at this one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So you may recall back when we were having these votes on the Speaker for the House of Representatives that a Democrat congressman from New York by the name of Jamal Bowman pulled that fire alarm. It's back into September, I think. I don't think he was planning on a few things. One, turns out he was actually being filmed. In other words, he was actually caught in the act. Two, I don't think he planned that his story wouldn't hold light or wouldn't hold water in light of the evidence that we now see based on the video. I think what he did plan on was if he ever really did get held accountable for it, he would get a lenient sentence. So he started insisting that he pulled the fire alarm thinking it would open the doors. He claims that he was most certainly was not trying to delay a House vote on the speakership. Well, the Attorney General of the District of Columbia has now charged Bowman with a misdemeanor, one count of pulling a fire alarm. Now, the misdemeanor that he's been charged with in the court of the District of Columbia, I looked it up. It generally has a minimum sentence of 6 months jail time. If you falsely pulled a fire alarm, meaning to pull the fire alarm, you had intent to pull the fire alarm in your office building or in your school, your church, wherever it is, there was no fire. And I don't know what in your jurisdiction, wherever you live, I don't know what the sentence would be, but in D.C., it has a minimum sentence of 6 months. What do you think this congressman is going to get? Now, I want you to think it's important to paint a picture here of all of the circumstances. There is a vote going on in the United States House of Representatives to elect the person who is second in line to be president. I know everybody thinks it's third in line, but it's not. It's second in line because you already have a president. So first in line is the vice president. Second in line is the Speaker of the House. So you're voting on the person who is second in line to be the president of the United States of America if something happens to the president or the number one choice or the number one successor. And you're in the United States Capitol, a place where we believe on 9/11 that United Flight 93 was headed to crash that jet into the United States Capitol. A place where, if you, as just an ordinary tax-paying citizen, want to visit, you have to go through the visitor center. And you have to have, you need to have a search done. You got to go through the magnetometers. And you're very limited to where you can go. Because, you're paying for everything, but we don't want you to get into places where you can't go down that hallway. I'm very familiar with the layout of the United States Capitol. And the place where Jamal Bowman pulled the fire alarm is not a door that leads to any place he needed to go other than out of the building. You can see the video. The video's up at michaelsaysgohere.com. You might have to scroll through because there are several stories since then. But if you want to see the actual video, I would encourage you to go watch it. michaelsaysgohere.com. And then I want you to think about you doing the same thing in an office building in a town where you live, having no intention whatsoever other than trying to stop business or delay things that are going on. You're probably going to do 6 months in jail. You might end up only doing 30 days, with good behavior or something, but you're going to get some jail time because it's serious business. What happens when a fire alarm goes off? What happens if I walk out of this studio and I walk down the hallway where the fire alarm's over by the elevators and I pull that fire alarm? What's going to happen? Well, within minutes, because this is four stories plus a basement, diesel generators, it has the hazard signs out front because of all the hazardous material inside these studios and inside this broadcast facility. And that's noted in the Denver Fire Department. So if I pull these fire alarms, numerous trucks from the Denver Fire Department, including ladder trucks, are going to show up. My guess is probably based on my experience with fire departments and based on other times that there's actually been smoke in this building, there will be at least three fire engines show up. And I go outside and I say, yeah, never mind. You know what? I was just, I don't know, I was tired and I thought I was pushing the elevator button. Instead, I was actually pulling down on the fire alarm. Yeah, I was just, I was just kind of messing around. I don't have a criminal record. None at all. Well, don't count speeding tickets. I don't have a criminal record. I don't think I would get jail time, but I'm kind of iffy about whether I really would or not. I think my lawyer can make a really good case that I don't deserve jail time, but I would probably get a pretty hefty fine. But this isn't the United States Capitol. Oh, we all think this building is the most important building in town because we're all radio people, and this is the most important place ever. The United States Capitol is an entirely different story. I don't know how many people are in this building right now, but I'm guessing because it's Saturday, and, well, there are football games going on, so there's some producers and board ops and others in the building, and, of course, the newsroom has some people in it. But there are probably less than, just to be generous, there's less than a dozen people in this building right now. At any given time, the United States Capitol, there are 100, if not 1,000 or more people in the United States Capitol. When you think about 535 members of Congress, you think about all their staffers, you think about all the visitors, easily 1,000 people in the building. And the fire alarm goes off, everybody has to leave. Let me rephrase that. Everybody should leave. And the U.S. Capitol Police will start escorting everybody out. I think this congressman deserves some jail time. I want you to watch the video, michaelsaysgohere.com, and tell me if you don't think that, based on that video, because here's what he does. Here's what he does. He doesn't rush up like he says he was rushing to get to a vote. He doesn't rush up to these doors. He casually walks up to these doors. There is a, you know how sometimes you will have a stand that says something about, you know, go this direction or this direction for something in an office building? Well, there's one of those signs. And then there are signs on the doors themselves. These are the push bar doors. And they have, you know, fire alarm, you know, alarm will sound. He doesn't try to open those doors. And if you look closely, you'll see those doors open onto the outside. So he knew that he wasn't going through those doors. But yet he knocks down the sign on the stand, pulls down the signs on the doors, and then just casually turns to his left, pulls the fire alarm, and just casually walks off. This dirtbag knew exactly what he was doing. And because he's a Democrat, and because he's a member of Congress, well, the laws don't really apply to him. Instead, he has to pay a $1,000 fine and write an apology letter, not to his colleagues, not to the visitors, not to the staffers, not to anybody else, but to the Capitol Police. And after doing both those things, paying his $1,000 fine, writing an apology to the U.S. Capitol Police, they'll drop the charges against him after 3 months. In other words, his crime will be expunged and he will not have a record. You know, when I talk about the cabal and I talk about the ruling elite, air quotes there, I mean the ruling elite. You, you're just a little scum. Yeah. I know you work hard, and you pay your taxes, and you obey the laws, and you do all of those things. You're just scum. Because they, well, $1,000 fine, write an apology letter, we'll expunge the record, you're a congressman, no big deal here. You have to evacuate, fire department show up, everything else. I still keep thinking about me doing it here in this building. I'm not going to do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to do that. But I can't help just thinking about what would happen to me if I go out there and pull that fire alarm right now. Yep. The boss will be calling. What the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. Let's look at the terms of your contract. Yeah. You'll be listening to somebody else next weekend. So when I talk about the ruling elite, you ought to know that I dang well mean the ruling elite. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go look at that video, michaelsaysgohere.com. When we get back, the UFC and Bud Light are teaming up, and some people are scratching their head about that. Should they be? That's next. I'll be right back.
Now, the weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings? Want to say goodbye to the wild shifts in your portfolio? You deserve an investment that delivers consistent monthly returns and is built on solid American ground. Phoenix Capital Group invites you to invest in the heart of America and support U.S. energy independence. They're introducing investors to high-value oil and gas investments here in the U.S. They connect private investors like you with investments in tangible oil and gas assets. Phoenix Capital Group offers high-yield corporate bonds to investors with returns of 8 to 12% annual interest paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings and they're open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. To find out more, download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide packet today at investingwithphoenix.com.
Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how to diversify your portfolio and earn 8 to 12% annual interest with Phoenix Capital Group. Learn more and invest in America at investingwithphoenix.com. That's investingwithphoenix.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The Ultimate Fighting Championship started in, I think, in the early 1990s, the Professional Mixed Martial Arts Organization. And if you go to its website, they talk about how they revolutionized the fight business. And today, and this is true, stands as a premium global sports brand, a media content company, and the largest pay-per-view event provider in the entire world. the UFC reportedly makes more than $1 billion a year. But that's chump change, just, you know, a sucker share, rusty pug's purse. Earlier this year, a single publicly traded company, TKO Group Holdings, was formed to house both the UFC and the Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment. And the total value of that entertainment colossus is $24.1 billion, with UFC accounting for just over half of it. CNBC reports this. Bud Light, yeah, the Bud Light of Dolan Mulvaney fame, of all the transgenderism fame, will again become the official beer sponsor for the Ultimate Fighting Championship with a 6-year marketing partnership the company's announced on Tuesday. The sponsorship deal is well into the 9 figures and the largest in the mixed martial arts promotion's history. I really don't have a dog in this hunt. I'm not in this fight, no pun intended, at all. But I did find it interesting that they partnership up with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. Now, they were original beer sponsors more than, I think, 15 or 20 years ago. But now they're back in business. And it's a huge deal. The Dana White, who is the chairman, whatever, of the UFC, says he's proud to announce that we are back in business together. As part of the deal, which goes into effect on January 1, Bud Light gets the exclusive and prominent branding at UFC fights and events, as well as an in-arena promotion. So UFC fans are going to be seeing Bud Light everywhere. Now, I don't know about UFC fans, because I'm not one. This is not one of my things that I follow much. But what I'm wondering is, and I'd like for you to text me what you think about this. Everywhere that you see a Bud Light banner, because now, and this shows you just how a brand can be affected by one single event, you're going to be seeing, at least I'm going to be seeing, Dylan Mulvaney subliminally. I just can't help it. I can't unsee her, him, whatever. I just can't. All I can think about are all those spots and all that news coverage about Dylan Mulvaney being on the can of or holding a can of Bud Light, and then him being in all those commercials and then all that controversy. So why did the UFC do this? Well, go back to White, Dana White. There are many reasons why I chose to go with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. Most importantly, because I feel that we are very aligned when it comes to our core values and what the UFC brand stands for. I'm looking forward to all the incredible things we will do in the years ahead. Really? Seriously? Now, in fairness to White, that alignment he spoke of is real. Donald Trump Jr. tried to point this out on his Triggered podcast back in the spring, taking some really serious flack while noting that Anheuser-Busch, its employees, and its political action committee gave about 60% to Republicans in the last election cycle. Now, that's a huge share in today's climate of woke corporate wokeism. But then in June, just as the Mulvaney fiasco was dying down, they gave $200,000 to the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So, the price tag on this sponsorship, north of $100 million over 6 years. The value of UFC's Bud Light deal, north of $100 million over 6 years. So Dana White told Sean Hannity earlier this week that they employ 65,000 Americans. They have thousands of vets that work for them. They spend $700 million a year with U.S. farmers using their crops to make their products. Now, all that's true. But there's a reason why Anheuser-Busch, which was acquired by InBev back in sometime in the early 2000s, they lost $27 billion in market value after they partnered with this one guy or this one woman. What? He, she, Mulvaney. They lost $27 billion in market value. What's the point of the story? The point of the story is I just don't understand it. Why would you then go, particularly now, if you were going to do a sponsorship with Anheuser-Busch and you were going to somehow wall off Bud Light, I might understand that. But this is actually Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. I mean, I know that's part of their portfolio. Why do they lose $27 billion? Because the Bud Light customers saw that grotesque little marketing ploy as a betrayal to them. And I don't think you can blame them. It's truly the fault of woke corporate management, not the consumers who embody the free market. The consumers are making their own individual choices about what they want to support or not support. Dana White, again, on behalf of UFC, really punched back against the critics, calling the critics dummies, seemingly unconcerned, that those consumers are actually his customers. He says this, "I saw some other effing a-hole today saying, oh, it sounds like they wrote him a script on what to say. Nobody writes me a script. Nobody tells me what to say ever." Basically just telling everybody to shut up. I just find this story fascinating. Maybe I don't understand UFC. Maybe you can explain it to me. Text the word Michael to 331-03. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.